Welcome everyone today to Commissioner's Court. Thank you all for being here. Is there someone who would open for us with a morning prayer or invocation? Who would like to do that for us, please? You volunteer. Would you? Come on up. All right, let's all stand together. Would you also lead us in the pledges?
Let's bow together, please. Father, we thank you so much for this great day to come together as citizens of this county to better our area, better the lifestyle of our citizens, and to look forward into the future. I ask for wisdom and strength for those who will be making decisions today, for our county leaders, all of our elected officials. Father, we just lift them up and ask you to bless them in a great way. Now, as we meet together, we just commit ourselves to you to serve you better. It's in the name of our Lord we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Join me in a pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Texas flag, honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that Commissioners Walker and Riley are not with us today, but we do have a quorum. They are at training. Also, do we have a motion to approve the Commissioners Court agenda today?
Move.
Second? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner Nowak, for that vote of confidence in our agenda. All right, at this time, we have opportunity for our citizens to come forward and to share with us if they have something they would like to say concerning an item on our consent agenda or on our open agenda. A couple things about that. If you do, as you come to the dais, if you would, state your name, come to the podium, state your name, the item on the consent or open that you're going to talk about. Also, understand you have 3 minutes. If you do have something that you want to present to us, please ask permission before you come forward to the dais. All right, is there anyone who would like to come forward and share with us today about some item on the agenda? Tammy, doesn't look like we do, so Tammy, why don't you come forward and introduce Janet to everybody?
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I wanted to formally introduce our new Chief Appraiser, Janet Jennings-Doyle. She's our interim chief, and Janet's been in the business a long time, almost 30 years. But I just wanted you to put a face with a name, and I think she'd like to say a few words.
All right.
Good morning. Thank you, Judge, and members of Commissioner's Court. Like she said, my name is Janet Jennings-Doyle, and I am serving currently as your interim chief appraiser. I will say that I haven't been in business 30 years, Tammy.
Almost.
Make me look that old. I've been in the business with...
You started when you were 10, right?
Yes, of course. But I've been in the business going on 25 years, and I've had extensive knowledge in the appraisal aspect as well as tax collection. I'm here. We already hit the ground running. We've already making some changes. We're looking into doing our budget a little bit differently in this coming year, and just hoping that we can build good working relationships. And so I just wanted to come and say hello to everyone and to represent the Montgomery Central Appraisal District as we move into a new era.
All right.
We're most excited to have you on board.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very
well.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Judge, before we continue, if
yes.
we could have Rhea Young come up to the podium, and Evan, too, because I want Evan to say a few words about her.
Okay.
Yes, that's our new library director.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad I saw you sitting out there.
I was trying to hide in the back.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. This is Rhea Young. She is our new library director. We went on to an extensive search for a new library director after Jerry Lynn Williams had retired. And we, as a committee, as well as the commissioners, felt that Rhea was the best person for the job, and
Absolutely.
She's done an exceptional job so far. And has been great working with the staff and working with other departments and working with the public, and so
Super.
We're excited that she's on board with us.
And we're excited about Rhea, the chance to sit and chat
Certainly.
And She's us. That's awesome.
Just take about a half hour and just talk to us about your
course.
Plan.
Yes.
And what you'd like to do in
I have
detail.
It all prepared. Yeah, I do. No, I'm really excited
Speak into
to
the
be
mic,
here.
Carly, if you would, please.
I'm usually pretty loud. I don't usually need a mic. I'm excited to be part of the Montgomery County Library System. I'm looking forward to all of the good things that we're going to do, and I have had unbelievable support from the commissioners. So I look forward to building that relationship even more, and I look forward to hearing what comes from the rollover comments that are in the agenda later on today. So thank you for your support and for believing in me to lead the library forward.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else? Is there anyone else? Are there any other citizens that would like to make comment? If there are not, let's move forward. Presentation of our Employee of the Month.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Tracy Hutchison. I'm the chairman for the Employees Committee. And this month we are presenting October Employee of the Month. Today they're going to receive a plaque and a $25 gift certificate to Joe's Italian.
Nice.
Right now, if I can have Sarah Forlano with the County Clerk's Office come up and present for me, please.
Judge, Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
Darren could not be here, and Mark said I'm already prepared. So I have the privilege of awarding this month's Employee of the Month, this time to Joseph Monreal with the County Clerk's Office. Joseph is known as Aya in our office. Where'd he go? There he is. He's not here. He is our in-house IT guy. He helps us with everything. He started off in our office actually as a clerk in the vital records division, issuing birth, death, and marriage licenses, but he has a passion for all things tech. And so when our in-house IT position came open, he applied for it, and he's been handling that for, I don't know, how many years now?
Awesome.
5 years. How about that?
Wow.
Amanda Nutter is one of our indexing clerks, and she actually submitted the nomination letter. She reports that Aya is reliable. He's persistent in finding a solution to whatever problem has popped up, including my non-working phone. He is patient with his customers, which is now us at the office, and he's informative about whatever's happening new and tech in the tech world. He's very good about telling us update now or don't touch that update. IT told us not to. He serves as our technical liaison to our vendors, which is good because for most of us, the tech language is just gibberish, and we are pleased to have him in our office.
Very good. All right. Great. Congratulations.
Where's Mark? I saw him. Okay, Mark can once again come up for the picture.
Go ahead, Mark. Get a picture with everybody. That's awesome.
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Why not?
I don't want to.
You don't want to? I'm not jazzed about it myself.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations. All right. Let's move forward on our agenda. We have a motion to approve the court minutes from our regular session.
Move.
Sir, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Consent agenda. Do we have a motion to accept? Are there any modifications that we need to make? I think, didn't Commissioner Riley have one? I'm sorry?
I have one. On page 7 of 10, under County Attorney Precinct 2, M1H.
Okay, and he wanted to defer that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll defer that. Are there any other modifications?
I'm trying to make sure I have the right one. Okay.
If there are no other modifications, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications.
Move.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move to our open agenda.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Are you ready for me?
Yes, Tammy, come forward, yes. I'm
going to
find that section here.
Okay. Item 11A, consider and take appropriate action on proposed mutual termination of tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County and Old Dominion Freight Line Incorporated.
Right. We have a motion to approve.
They are out of compliance of employee count and wanted to enter into a mutual termination, and they are paying the recapture taxes with penalty and interest.
What's the amount of recapture?
The amount of recapture is for 2 years, $106,512.35. That's the county portion only.
Move. Does that go to Precinct 4?
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Tammy,
thank you
very much. Appreciate it. Elections. Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Consider and approve an order changing the polling locations for county election precincts 19, 24, 32, 35, 43, 54, and 108.
Does that have to do with redistricting?
No, these are just either on the request of the owner of the building or just construction issues, things like that.
Where did you move, or where is the proposed move for Robinson Road Community Center, since it doesn't exist any longer?
The Oak Ridge North building right next door, yes.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you. We have a motion, a second.
Okay.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, move forward. Item number B.
Consider, discuss, and approve the date and time to conduct the canvass of the November 8th, 2022 general election. The canvass dates that are required, there's no commissioner's court date that falls in the date range. So the options are November 17th or 18th, that's a Thursday and Friday, or the 21st or 22nd, that's a Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
What is best for what you need to do?
We can accommodate any of those days.
Okay.
So it just depends when. We only need two members of the commissioner's court for the purpose of the canvass.
God, I'd like to see it happen as quick as possible.
It's somebody.
17th or 18th. Well, that's not going to work then. So thank you for stepping up and telling me that. Okay. Well, if that's the case,
make it work. To the best of
17th and 18th, and I'll make a recommendation that Commissioner Walker and Commissioner Riley be the ones to help.
That's a good one.
These two guys will help you, won't you guys?
We'll try our best.
All right. Thank you. And so there's no question. It's not Commissioner Riley and Commissioner Walker.
Which date?
On the 17th or 18th.
So let me check.
Take a look at your calendars.
Make sure. All right. Pick the date. Friday's payday. I think we should do it. What's the other option? The Monday of the week of Thanksgiving? Yeah,
right,
let's do it.
Or
that
the
Thursday,
Tuesday.
That Thursday before is fine, the 17th.
The 17th, okay.
At 9:30.
All right.
Precinct 3's office.
Here. All right. So we have a motion?
Yes, 9:30 here.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Susie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, this time we have our public hearing, Precinct 1.
Consider the partial replat of the Reserve on Lake Conroe, Section 1, to be known as the Reserve on Lake Conroe, Section 1, Partial Replat Number 1. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to subdivide 50 existing lots into 100 lots. The notice has been mailed to the HOA. The plat is not ready and may be submitted by the county engineer for approval at a future date. But is anybody here to speak about it?
No. This doesn't have to do with the last.
No, topic. The last one was Loch Ness.
Yeah.
This is not it.
Okay.
And this Precinct 3, consider and approve establishing multi-way stop sign control at Timber Trail Street and Arundale Lane intersection. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right. So let's reconvene. We only need to take action on the second one, correct?
13B1.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Precinct 3.
So, during the budget hearings, Commissioner's Court had a conversation regarding the library. And this is probably one of the topics that has been most distorted coming out of the budget process. And what I mean by that is, we knew, thanks to Amanda's diligence in following the budgets of the different offices, that the library was not going to spend anywhere near their total funds allocated to them for the 2022 budget year. And so knowing that, there was no reason to build money specifically into a book fund for this year when we knew right. we had unspent money for last year to more than cover it. So, you know, vicious rumors were started that the court didn't care about the library and we weren't funding the library. And unfortunately, there was no director at the time and there was no one within the library system to step in and say, no, that's not true, because that's what we would expect someone to do in a situation where mistruths are being spread. However, we did let the library system know at that time that at least $350,000 would be spent carried over for books for this year. And actually, the recommendation of Amanda, and she just passed this out, is that out of the $485,000 that we are going to carry over for the library, that $375,000 be spent on new books. So it's actually a little bit more. And then one of the things Ms. Rhea has noticed is when Rhea goes through and looks at the library system and how it's managed and how its resources are allocated personnel-wise, there are some changes that she wants to make, and typically the court has been very open with changes for new elected officials and new department heads. And so to give her some flexibility with salaries, we're going to also recommend carrying over $110,000 that she can use either for salaries, positions, either for salary enhancements, a new position or positions, and operations. So I'd like to make a motion to that.
I move. Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? We have confidence for you.
Absolutely.
That's right. You're going to do great. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you all very, very much.
Motion carries. Thank you all very much. All right, let's move forward to our executive session. The court is going to recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.074. If you'll be patient, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Judge, these are primarily for you, but
yeah,
Commissioner needs to sign a couple of them. Here. I signed them all. There's two that you missed.
Okay.
Hey, Holly, let me just give these to you real quick.
Here, I'll swipe them for you, Judge.
Yeah, I just need to. I've signed all the rest.
You just have these top two?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Uh-oh.
All right.
Yes, sir. It all go absolutely. I haven't gotten anything lately. No, I don't. I don't want to address it.
The complaints are going away.
Good. Yes, ma'am.
Can
I say I don't remember that, but.
No. I was like, as soon as you said the
damn. That'd be funny. But I did read the agenda, and I was like, I didn't know that. But
God, why is there so much to sign today?
That's not Rebecca's fault.
Hey, I want a stamp, by the way. So no, the judge does it, and Evan's going to start stamping all this for me.
We're doing it.
Huh? I designate Michael Howard. Hey, Mark, I almost asked you to lead the player. Is anybody, well, y'all can't start without me, and I'm signing all these first. Hey, Evan. I'm sorry. Can you get me? I forgot to ask you. Can you print that complaint from the department we're talking about? Can you get the email? Can you forward it to somebody in there and have them print it? They're waiting on us. I'm waiting on... I meant to ask you that yesterday. Rebecca. Rebecca. Really? You're killing me. I said, you're killing me. Really? What are you, this is all you they're telling me. I'm going to skip this day instead of Charlie and them. Give me... It's funny. There's lots of, like, holy crap, I bet it's all Rebecca's. I was like, damn. I know, Charlene never did this to us or whatever anymore. She finally retired.
No way. Well, thank you very much. Very much. Absolutely. Thank you.
And Yeah. in it. Look, oh, no, that's what it does. You too. Well, that's true. That's true. Okay. I know. Oh, my God.
Yes, she has. Yeah. Elaborate on the capital. I'm saying it already.
All right, that's it. That's pretty much it. All right. Thank you all for waiting. We're going to reconvene our court today. There's no action to be taken from executive session. Are there any citizens who would like to share about any particular topic that's on your mind? If there are none, should we read this notice?
You don't need to...
Okay.
Judge, if we could just remind everybody that early voting has started and it runs through the end of next week, November 4th.
And the actual day of voting is November 8th. All right?
Don't forget to go vote.
Thank you. All right, if there's nothing else, we have a motion to adjourn.
Move. Second.
Thank you all. Have a great day. Thank you for waiting. We're going to reconvene our court today. There's no action to be taken from executive session. Are there any citizens who would like to share about any particular topic that's on your mind? If there are none, should we read this notice?
No, you don't need to.
Judge, if we could just remind everybody that early voting has started and it runs through the end of next week, November 4th.
And the actual day of voting is November 8th. All right?
Don't forget to go vote.
Thank you. All right, if there's nothing else, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Thank you all. Have a great day.